Southeast Alaska's commercial purse seine fleet has not caught many pink salmon so far this summer. Instead, the fleet is focusing on hatchery chum salmon returns in the early season. Bill Davidson, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Regional Salmon Management Coordinator, says pinks so far have been scarce.
It's been a desert out there for pink salmon. It's been the weakest year that I've experienced in my career since 91, and we're just not seeing many pinks this year at all. They're starting to show up a little bit in parts of the region, but overall picture is looking pretty bleak.
Fish and Game forecast a below-average harvest of 19 million pinks going into the season. Davidson says it's too early to say whether the fleet is on track for that forecast. Fish and Game has several test fisheries around the region and monitors pink numbers from various commercial openings around Southeast. Davidson says early returns have not shown any strong numbers, but he says there are a few bright spots, with some pinks showing up along the mainland in the Ketchikan area and south of Wrangell. Still, he says the department will have to manage the run conservatively.
We manage to achieve the escapements in order to take care of future years, and we can't. The department's first job is to make sure that the streams have adequate escapement, and so if we don't see that happening, some areas are not going to be opened. So we'll just take it step by step and be cautious with this run, and hopefully we'll start to see some strengthening returns in the next few weeks.
The saving grace for the fleet this year so far has been hatchery chum returns. The second weekend in July saw 122 seine boats, more than two-thirds of the active fleet, fishing around Hidden Falls. That's the location of a regional aquaculture association hatchery on eastern Baranoff Island. The fleet totaled 351,000 chums for that one-day opening, an average of only 2,800 chums per boat.